From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network. Dr. Xiao Jing Ma, professor of immunology and microbiology at the Weill Cornell Medical College, talks to Gen's editor-in-chief John Sterling about the identification of two genes that are important keys to regulating the immune response.
Dr. Xiao Jing Ma focuses his research on the molecular mechanisms of IL-12 and IL-10 gene expression in auto and tumor immunity. He holds a Ph.D. from Edinburgh University and is the recipient of the Overseas Student Award by the British Council, the Young Investigators Award by the International Cytokine Society, and the Howard Temin Award. Dr. Ma, your research team recently reported that you have identified two genes that may be crucial to the production of interleukin-10. This work was published in the December issue of Immunity. Which genes were discovered, and where do they come into play regarding IL-10 production?
We identified two transcription factors that bear direct importance to CD36-mediated induction of IL-10 gene expression in response to apoptotic cells, and they are pre-B-cell leukemia transcription factor 1, PBX1, and its partner protein, PBX-regulating protein 1, or PREP1. PBX1 was actually originally discovered at the site of a chromosomal translocations in pre-B-cell acute leukemia by David Baltimore and Michael Cleary's groups in 1990, and it was defined as a proto-oncogene, which means that it has normal functions in mammalian physiology, but when mutated, it could cause cancer. PBX1 is a homeodomain protein normally present in protein complexes that regulate embryonic developmental gene expression. But this pair of genes has not been known to play a role in the immune system. Our study specifically linked this pair directly to the control of IL-10 production, but in a very special setting, i.e. by macrophages that encounter apoptotic cells, but not infectious pathogens. So we did not really discover these two genes, but discovered a brand new function for them in the immune system.
Why was your finding important?
Well, every second, millions of the body's cells undergo naturally programmed cell death, a process called apoptosis. In healthy individuals, these dying or dead cells are spotted and then quickly ingested and removed by immune system scavenger cells, such as the macrophages. However, to prevent this type of self-cleanup from triggering unwanted immune responses against self-antigens, macrophages express the IL-10 cytokine in the presence of apoptotic cells. IL-10 suppresses the activity of immune system T cells that might otherwise get out of control by attacking one's own tissues and organs, causing autoimmune disorders. That can be a good thing, of course. On the other hand, when immune system T cell activity is weakened too much, that can reduce our resistance to virus infections. Also, excessive T cell suppression can keep the immune system from destroying rogue cancer cells in people battling malignancy. All of this means that anything that we can learn about IL-10 production and related T-cell suppression is going to be helpful to our efforts to understand and treat autoimmune diseases, virus infections, and cancer.
Previous studies have shown that CD36, which is a protein receptor lying on the surface of macrophages, helped trigger IL-10 production whenever apoptotic cells were present. But your group went a step further. You asked which signals lead to IL-10 production from CD36 present at the cell surface. How did you go about answering this question, and how did this work lead to the discovery of the PBX1 and PREP1?
We used a strategy called promoter bashing, because we knew the IL-10 promoter, an approximately 1,000 base pair region upstream of the IL-10's coding region, was able to respond to apoptotic cell-induced signals in macrophages. By a combination of molecular biology and biochemical techniques, we mapped the apoptotic cell response element, or ACR, to a few base pairs of the IL-10 promoter, which we showed to be critical to this response. That is, if mutated within this few base pairs, the entire promoter lost its ability to be activated by apoptotic cells in macrophages. Then we biochemically analyzed the nuclear proteins that bound to this site, specifically in response to apoptotic cells, and they turned out to be PBX1 and PREP1.
It would appear that your team's findings might eventually reveal new insights on how aberrant IL-10 expression contributes to disease. Can you expand on this a bit?
IL-10 is produced by activated macrophages, T cells and B cells, in response to pathogenic challenges. Its primary role is to keep the immune response from going overboard. Therefore, lack or underproduction of IL-10 often leads to strong inflammatory pathologies. Acute diseases such as sepsis and endotoxin-induced shock, allograft rejection and graft versus host disease, or chronic diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, which is a type of inflammatory bowel disease, asthma, psoriasis, multiple sclerosis, autoimmune diabetes. Excessive IL-10 can cause inhibition of immune responses against infectious pathogens, particularly viruses such as HIV and an Epstein-Barr virus, allowing their persistence in our body. Excessive IL-10 can also significantly dampen the capacity of the immune system to recognize and kill malignant cells, contributing to the occurrence of cancer. So aberrant IL-10 production contributes to diseases and such as the ones that I described there. What leads to aberrant IL-10 is a key scientific as well as clinically relevant question. Our study dealt with how IL-10 is produced normally by macrophages in response to apoptotic cells. So to identify the abnormality in disease-susceptible individuals, we will then need to examine each step in the IL-10-inducing pathway to see which of them are defective in these individuals.
That leads to my final question. What are the next steps planned for your research on IL-10?
Well, we are working on two projects concerning IL-10. The first is to identify an additional hypothetical apoptotic cell interacting receptor on macrophages that may play a significant role in IL-10 production as well as CD36, because in the immunity study we published, we identified CD36 as one important molecule with that function. However, as we also showed in that paper, that CD36 knockout macrophages produced about 50% of the IL-10 response to apoptotic cells compared to the wild-type mice, indicating an additional receptor or receptors that may be responsible for the remaining capacity of macrophages to produce IL-10 in the absence of CD36. The second project we're working on is investigating in Crohn's disease, which is a type of inflammatory bowel disease, in which IL-10 has been strongly implicated as having a vital role in controlling the disorder, how one of the mutants of an intracellular signaling molecule called a nucleotide binding oligomerization domain 2, or NOD2, contributes to the disease susceptibility and severity by acquiring an activity to inhibit IL-10 production.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. Now we'd like your opinion on this week's podcast. Please go to www.geninknews.com/blog and give us your thoughts. We would also appreciate it if you would answer the following question. Based on the interview with Dr. Ma, how do you believe that his group's findings might lead to new insights on how aberrant IL-10 expression contributes to disease? Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast, or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.